Daddy, I need to tell you something that happened at college. I ran as fast as I could to get home. I'm sorry to rush you like this, Daddy. I just wanted to be absolutely honest and didn't want you to think that I'm hiding things from you. No, I didn't do anything bad, but something must have led up to this. I don't understand. I've tried to be a good girl like you tell me to. I'm just so stupid. I must have done something wrong. Okay. You're right. Deep breaths. Thank you, Daddy. So, I'll start over. Something happened. A guy walked up to me and he said he liked me. He wanted me to go to the movies with him. I think he wanted to be my boyfriend. I'm sorry, Daddy. I'm so sorry. I don't understand why he did that. Of course, I told him no. You're the only man in my life. I don't need anyone else. I don't want anyone else. But I tried so hard to keep a straight face. You've always told me not to create a scene because we can't make them suspect anything, but oh, it was hard. I was disgusted by him and by me too. The entire thing. Well, I freaked out. I got scared and I screamed at him. I yelled stuff, words you don't want me to use near other people. I called him an idiot, I said he was disgusting, and I told him to fuck off. I told him to never come near me again or I would call the police. I'm sorry, Daddy, I'd never do that, never. It just came out. I think that's all. No, I don't think he'll be a problem. He called me a bitch and honestly looked weirded out, so I don't think he'll try anything again. Wait, you know who it is? Really? Yeah, that's it. That's who it was. I don't know how you do it, but you're such a good father. You always seem to know what's going on. It makes me feel so safe to know that you look out for me. No. I don't think you have to interfere. He should stay away from now on, and I will be a lot more careful. If he tries anything again, I'll come right back home and tell you. You know I wouldn't keep anything from you, Daddy. I'm so sorry about all this. I'm still shaking. I don't know what I've even done to make him think that I liked him. It makes me upset to even say it. I don't need anyone but Daddy. How could he even get the idea in his head? What did I do wrong? Okay. Thank you, Daddy. You always know what to say and what to do to make me feel better. Your hugs are the best. It's like everything is all right when I'm in your arms. It's funny how these sorts of things only make me feel happy when they come from you. Well, if anyone else told me I looked cute or pretty or sexy or worse, I don't know, if they hugged me, I wouldn't be able to handle it. I only want to hear that from you. It makes me tingle all over when you say things like that. I just love you so much, Daddy. When you say things like that I have a cute butt, tight pussy or a fuckable face, oh crap, it's my best friend. She's probably heard about the incident. Daddy, what do I do? Okay, I'll pick up. Will you stay with me while I talk to her? Thanks. Hey, what's up? Oh, what did he tell you? What? That's not at all what happened. You don't actually believe him, do you? Oh, thank God. What actually happened was he walked up behind me, wrapped his arms around my waist, and leaned in to whisper, "Why don't you come home with me tonight?" Ugh, yeah, I know. It was disgusting. I can't say I'm surprised he'd do something like that, though. Everyone knows he's a weirdo. You know, I hardly ever raise my voice, but this was the exception. I told him to fuck off. Can you tell the others what actually happened? I'm in a bit of a rush. Thanks, you're the best. I'll catch you later. Yeah, bye-bye. Daddy, do you think she bought it? Did I sound convincing enough? I tried really hard to make my voice steady. Okay, good. I just wish everyone would leave us alone. I don't care about anyone else. I know, Daddy. We have to keep the act up or people will get suspicious. I still don't understand why what we're doing is wrong, but it's like you always say, the world is just crazy. I hate the outside world. I just want to be alone with you. Forever. Daddy, I want to ask you something. Can I? Okay. Did I do the right thing? Was I a good girl? I'm worried I upset you. I don't want you to think I'm a slut who tries to get the attention of other men. I really don't. I really don't know what I would do if you thought of me that way. I want to be a good girl for you and no one else. Really? You think I'm a good girl? Okay, that makes me feel so relieved. Yes, of course, Daddy. I know I deserve a punishment for this. I must have done something wrong to make him think that... that I liked him. I think a punishment would make me feel better, too. It would wash the disgusting ideas of other boys from my mind. What do you want me to do? Should I go get your cane or the vibrators? You don't want to put me in the cellar, do you? It's so cold and damp and... I'm sorry, Daddy. I didn't mean that as an objection. I'll do whatever you say. I know I deserve any punishment you decide. Yes, Daddy, you know best. It's like you always say, if I want to be your little flower, I have to let you help me grow. And I do want to be your flower. A really pretty one with pink and white and purple petals, or any colors you'd like. I'd be your flower after all. Aw, you're so sweet, Daddy. You'd really let me choose the colors myself? You're so considerate, even after I did something bad like this. So, what will my punishment be? May I put in a suggestion? I know I shouldn't, but if you allow it, okay. I don't want it to be something boring. Something like no food for a day or sleeping on the floor. I really feel disgusting after what happened. I think I need something to show that I belong to you. Something to really make these nasty images in my head disappear. You agree? Yay! What's that saying? Great minds think alike? I know, Daddy. I'm not a smarty pants. You're much smarter than I could ever be. But that's all right. I know I'm super lucky to be your daughter. So, what do you think? Yes, Daddy! Oh, sorry. Punishment shouldn't be fun. But, you know, a hard fuck is, like, the best punishment. It was also the punishment I was hoping for. To remove the ideas of silly boys and replace them with the only man I want. A big, strong, handsome man who loves me more than anyone else ever could. That's you, Daddy. Do you want me to undress myself, or do you want to do it for me? Okay, I'll let you do it. You're so fast, Daddy. Are you trying to undress me at record speed or something? Shirt and pants off already, oh my god. Oh, one second, Daddy, before you do that. Do you like my bra? I bought it with my girlfriends the other day. They thought it would look really sexy on me, and that my secret man would like how it pushes my boobs together. So what do you think? Thank you, Daddy. I'm so happy you like it. Okay, sorry for the interruption. I know it will award me some more spanks or choking, but it was worth it to hear you say it looked beautiful on me. Go ahead, tear it off. Just my panties left. Daddy, why do you always comment on how wet I am? You know I always get wet when we're making love, or I get a punishment fucking. It's not my fault. I just thought of something, actually. It doesn't mean that I'm a slut, does it? It can't. I don't want to be a... You're a slut? Yes, that's true. I'm definitely a slut for you. Daddy, little slutty flower. Thank you for clearing that up for me, Daddy. Ow, my tits! Daddy, you're biting my nipple and it hurts a little. Sorry, Daddy. Of course you can do anything you want to me. Fuck. That's no fair. Yes, I'll get on the bed. Do you want me from behind or lying on my back? Okay, I'll lie down and spread my legs for you. Here, my pussy is wet and ready for you. Daddy. Fuck. Oh, your cock is so big. Fuck, no one could stretch me out like your cock does, Daddy. I just love the way your cock completely fills me up as you force it into me. Oh, fuck. It shows that my pussy was made to serve you. Yes, Daddy, I'm yours. Oh, fuck. I belong to you. Only you. Oh, fuck. My pussy was made for you, Daddy. This is what I needed. Fuck. Hard fucking from my daddy. Oh, help me be your flower, Daddy. Your slutty little flower. Does my pussy feel good, Daddy? Does it? So happy you can pleasure yourself with my pussy. That's all I want, to make you happy. That's all I'm good for. Just make yourself feel good with my body. It's for you to use any way you want. Fuck. Fuck, your big cock feels so good for me too, though. Of course it does. You know all of my weak spots. I can't think. It's so good. sorry, Daddy. I'm in a coma. I'm sorry. I can't fight it, Funk. I'm sorry. I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm coming. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck, Daddy. I'm so sorry. I didn't want to come before you. I couldn't help myself. Oh, your cock just feels so good. Oh, wait, what are you doing? Okay, yes. I'll flip over. Do you want me to raise my ass for you? No? Okay, then. Yeah, alright. Fuck me into the bed, Daddy. Push me down and use my pussy. I'll be a good slut for you. Fuck, fuck, fuck. You reach so much deeper like that. Fuck, Daddy. Oh my God. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you, Daddy. Yeah, I'm okay. You can spank me harder. I need the punishment. Fuck, it hurts. Oh my God, but it feels so good. Fuck, Daddy. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Daddy. Fuck, fuck. So fast. God. Is my body okay for you? Can you make yourself feel good? Are you coming? Are you coming, Daddy, please? I'm so happy. Yes, of course you can come inside me. Anywhere you want. Anywhere you want, Daddy. Anywhere. Yes, my womb is ready for you. Of course it's ready for you, sir. Pump me full of your cum. Fuck me into the bed, Daddy. You're waiting on me. Fuck. Fuck. I'm yours. I'm so completely yours, Daddy. Push me down. Push my face into the pillow. Shoot your load inside me, please, 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 please. Fuck, Daddy. Fuck, that felt so good. Oh my God. I'm so happy my pussy made you feel so good. That's one thing I'm good for, at least. Making you feel good. That's all I want to do. Thank you for the punishment, for your cum, for helping me. Daddy, what are you doing? Your cock is still in me. Oh, you just want to cuddle? But do I really deserve it? Yay, okay. I love daddy cuddles. It makes me so happy. Being in your arms is just where I want to be. In your arms, under you, on top of you. As long as I can be your flower, I'm happy. Oh, your punishments are always the best. They hurt like my butt does now. And they can be agonizing, but when it's over, I feel so refreshed. I know you only punish me because you love me. And it's like you always say. Every pinch with a clothespin or hit with a cane is full of your love. So, in a way, when I deserve a punishment, I also deserve your love. Is that a stupid way of looking at it? Really? That's a perfect way to see it? I'm happy you think so. And I know your love for me is real. You love me way more than other parents love their children. They don't do these sorts of things because people say it's bad. But you don't care what others think, because you know what's best for me. That's why I love you so much. You go out of the ordinary to give your little girl the best life possible. I know the world is crazy. If people knew about us, they would get so mad and the police would take you away. That's why I will never, ever, ever tell anyone. The world shouldn't even care. I'm going to college. I'm old enough to make my own life decisions, and I decide that this is what I want. It's just between you and me. And that's how it should be. I can't let anyone take you away. You have to help me become your slutty little flower. I love you, Daddy.